All right. So here we are in this mortician's home. And what do we get here?
On this occasion, the GIS kind of spread out through the house, and me and Brendan proceeded to go down in the basement of the home. And you're going to hear me say, "Can you tell me who you are? My name is Brendan, or Barbara, and this is Brendan." And then what's interesting about this, we recorded a child that says, "I'm three." And then Brendan, you'll hear him say, "How old are you?" Now, I don't know if this was coincidental that the child just said, "I'm three," or if it knew that Brendan was going to ask how old he was.
Which would indicate something about time, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Well, that's strange. Let's listen.
"Can you tell me who you are? My name is Barbara, and this is Brendan."
"How old are you?"
Oh, that is strange. And again, folks, listen to the... listen to the way it comes down. The answer is given before the question. Listen carefully.
"Can you tell me who you are? My name is Barbara, and this is Brendan."
"How old are you?"
So many children.
Yes, and, you know, there's something interesting. There was a person that emailed us and said maybe the reason why we record so many children is because you think, stop and think about how many children are neglected, kidnapped, and murdered. It could possibly be children that have had that situation take place.
Well, it could be, it could be, but I don't know. Of all, you know, Barbara, of all the people that you would not imagine to be trapped in some unsavory situation, meaning not going on to whatever is next, this eternal joy in heaven or whatever it is, I mean, the children should be well on their way immediately, not stuck.
I believe that with you full-heartedly. I do not understand why we record so many children's voices.
Yeah, well, you get what you get, I guess. But it's very disturbing.
It is, and we never allow children with us. If people have contacted us to do an investigation in their residence and they have children, if they are not able to get the children out of the house to grandma's or some friends or something, we won't.
Then you don't do it. Yeah. All right. On to number 11, still in the mortician's home.
This is one of the incredible experiences that one of the members had. It was Brendan. He visually saw this child. He had walked into their living room area, their family room, and there was a large mirror hanging on the far wall, and it's a beautiful mirror. And he's standing there looking at it, and he says, "Is anyone here?" And right after he asks that, he sees this child running behind him across the kitchen. Where he would have been running to would be into some cupboards, some kitchen cupboards and counter. And the child says, it sounds like he says, "I'm Gabe." Some people hear, "I'm game," but I believe it says, "I'm Gabe." And then Brendan, seeing this child in the reflection of the mirror, says, "No way." And then you hear this child laugh.
Wow. All right, here we go.
"Is anyone here?" "No way."
Wow.
"No way." "No way."
Oh my God. That is so clear. So clear. So obviously a child. We will play this one more time. Listen very carefully.
"Is anyone here?" No way. No way.
No way when he sees the child.
That's right.
No way.
Oh, God.
And that bothered Brendan. He said he didn't tell us about this until we came back to our house later that night. He said the way the head of this child was positioned, it almost looked like the child had a broken neck. The way the head was turned looking at him, he still doesn't like to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that he has not been able to resolve in his head, that he actually visually saw this child.
That I perfectly understand. I'm not able to resolve a whole lot of this. You've obviously, psychologically, you've been able to sort of pigeonhole all of this and, I don't know, come to grips with it and not be scared by it, but I couldn't do that, Barbara.
Well, I think you'd have a different perspective if you were able to go out with us at one time. Because at the time that it is happening, most of the time you really don't realize things are going on.
Right. Right, sure. I understand that, but that's not something I'd be inclined to do. Anyway, let's move on. This is number 12.
On this clip, you're going to hear the wife of the mortician. We had asked them if they wanted to ask any questions, to feel free to. And you're going to hear the wife of the mortician say, "What's your mom and dad's name?" And it sounds like the child responds, "Oliver."
Let's see what we hear.
Hey, Ken, what's your mom and dad's name? Oliver.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I get out of it, too, is Oliver. Now, we always wonder whether we're hearing what you tell us we should be hearing or... I do get people suggesting other things have been said, but it really does sound like Oliver. Let's see.
Hey, what's your mom and dad's name? Oliver.
You know, that's clearly Oliver, I think.
Yes, that's what it sounds like to us also. And it's okay that people hear other things. The whole point of EVP is that
sure.
There is a voice there that should not be there.